This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Runner Bigger Picture and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Use the expression 2020 and you evoke something quite specific in this country. The whole notion that it's a destination, a goal towards which the nation is marching toward. What would 2020 as a performance then entail? What would be some preconceived notions that an audience might carry into the performance space? Ng Chor Guan, composer-musician, has collaborated with Steve Goh, dancer, choreographer, and the performance has called 2020. And Chor Guan, who is also the artistic director for this, is in the studio with me. Welcome.
Hi, Sun Heng.
Hi.
Thanks.
Now, you chose 2020. Surely there must be a reason for this.
Yep. There's many reasons.
Many reasons. What are they?
The first one, of course, we're living in the vision of 2020. I mean, I'm born in that era. I was kind of implanted in that, in my blood. The thing about 2020 is close now. It's really close.
4.5 years.
4.5 years. And this piece is not politically like wanted to say something about 2020, but it's about, I was totally inspired by Steve Goh, the dancer.
Uh-huh.
It's because there's once that he performed on stage and my father and my sister came to the performance and they were shocked. They thought the dancer was me.
Now, you're not anyway related to him.
No, we got no relationship in the way that, I mean, So I started to have this idea like, okay, I should do something with both of us, because it's seldom to get a chance to meet someone that look so alike. Like,
I have not seen
like
this
twins.
Guy. Really?
Yes.
Are you both the same age also?
I couldn't say the age, but we are different. Yeah, he might don't like it. Yeah, but so I think it's 2020 to me, or to people who wear spectacle.
Ah, 2020 vision.
Yes, perfect vision means you got perfect vision. So when both of us like appear on stage, it's like a perfect vision.
Okay.
So it's kind of like playing not just the numeric, but also two of us.
But how, as a member of the audience, will I know that? If I see the both of you and I see 2020, how will I automatically make that connection?
It doesn't really need to have connection somehow. Okay. If you are both are clones. Or more than two of you are clones.
Huh.
Yeah.
But I'm watching this thing. As a person who has crafted this thing together, mm-hmm. what is it that is at the heart of this? What are you exploring?
I'm exploring something that the whole thing is about 2020. Of course, it's like, what is 2020? So when you get to 2020, is what you pre-imagine kind of pictures, are they gonna be happen? Or is that gonna be? You totally forget about 2020. I mean, when you were young, like me myself, like I have an idea, like oh, what is gonna be in 2020? But we are so close now, just 4.5 years behind. So when we get, although it's still like kind of very far, that compared to what I'm thinking. But can I do something with it? Can I inspire people in a way? Or can I recall people about their dream as well as my dream at the same time?
So at the same time, it is 4.5 years away, but as an idea, it's still in the distance. And because our country have been talking so much about 2020, we have some expectations. So you say you are not challenging the expectations, but you are just presenting a different thing. You are working with Steve, but you are also saying that this is not your first collaboration with him. You have done something with him earlier in the year.
Yeah.
So in this collaboration, what's different?
It's very different because usually when I work with him, he's the choreographer. He started with the idea. He started with the title. But this time is the other way around. I started with this title. I started to mock up a story. I start to have the music as well as what I see in the pictures, and then we start to work out of it.
When you two work together, and of course when you create something like this, you are also expecting an audience. You think of the audience. How do you provide access points for the audience? How does a member of the audience say, okay, this is what I see, or okay, this is what I see, this is what I don't see? Mm-hmm. Different people will see different things. How do you make it resonate? I know the title, for instance, frames it to some extent about the 2020 in the future.
Yep.
Now that you have given me this 2020 as how our eyesight is, that frames it. What other ways are there that gives us access to it?
Yeah, this is, we always talk about this, like when you're rehearsing, like how people think about what you are trying to portray it. But to me, it's pretty much like, that's why I have a story. And the story is not a complete story, because it's a project that I'm going to make it happen in 5 years. In this, every year, it's going to be a different series of 2020 until 2020. So it can be, I mean, I would love to see like how this is the premiere of 2020. So I input a lot to this. I mock up a story. I create a timeline to this piece. You can see the people who live in the past, people who are living in the present, and people who are in the future in this piece. And in this 5 years' time, it's continuously, progressively happening. At the end, when we hit 2020, which is a present of 2020. Now we are looking at 2020 in
as
a future.
As a future, yes.
But when we get to 2020, it's present. And after we pass by the 2020, it's a past.
Right.
So before you sit in the seats, audience seat, you will be having a sheet that it tells you, it gives you some idea of what is going to happen. It's going to tell you something, yet it's not telling you all. That's why I want you to input in this piece.
Why? Why do you want to do something like this? Are you entertaining us?
Yes, I'm entertaining yes, and I want you to entertain me too.
How will I entertain you as the audience?
After the performance, there's a Q&A. So you will be the one who entertain me, or you can be very criticized to my work.
As an artist, what is your role in this? In creating this, what is at the heart driving this creation?
I always think that to create a work is to inspire people, or to tell that what is in my thought, or perhaps something that I couldn't understand. So I need your help, you know, to tell me what it is, and to perhaps to refresh what I had in my mind.
I was just in a workshop, mm-hmm. and the workshop facilitator said, at the end of the day, what we all want is a meaningful relationship. So are you, as the artist, mm-hmm. reaching out, also asking from us, the audience, a kind of meaningful relationship?
Yes. I always think that this is also the piece that it create in one of the section. In the future, perhaps there's endless, there's no more end of the world. There's something that you can travel anytime that you want. So it become like you don't need to think about the end of the world. You are traveling anytime that you want. So, I mean, it can be very strange. Mm.
In a way, I think to be in the present, really be in the present, is to be timeless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. Chow Guan, who is the artistic director for this performance called 2020, and he's collaborating with Steve Goh. This performance, 2020, is at Space Toccata on Jalan SS2/55. It is a multidisciplinary performance and it will take place Saturday 27th at 8:30 p.m. and Sunday 28th at 3 p.m. Entrance by a donation of 30 ringgit. This is Front Row on a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9. Thank you, Chok Wan.
Thank you, Soon Heng.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.